Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Sunday, April 25th, the year is 2021. Alex Jones here on the special broadcast. Owen Schroyer is about to be taking over for the remainder of the transmission, but I wanted just to up front thank the listeners and all of our affiliates and the crew, the sponsors, everybody else, for your support and your prayers, because as negative as things are and as bad as things have been, we've got a lot of data showing us now that the Great Reset has backfired on the globalists and their attempt to forcibly inoculate the planet has blown up in their face. Yes, the United States is the most vaccinated with this poison in the world, next to the UK. We're over 15%, but now it's stopping dead in its tracks, because so many people are literally dropping dead. They're also getting giant herpes-like infections all over their bodies. Women are becoming sterile. Women are growing tumors inside their uteruses. And again, this is all negative and sad. But they tried to stampede people, and a lot of folks held back and waited. And when they saw such massive carnage, it triggered a huge awakening. And I'm not just seeing it with the data. I'm seeing it on the street. A lot of people that were saying I was full of it are apologizing. So there is a lot of really spectacular developments happening. It's very, very sad. There's a very famous actor in India. The article's on Infowars.com. He went on national TV and took the shot and said everybody should take it. It's totally safe. And that's the Indian government shot. They banned the Pfizer shot. He died of a massive heart attack the next day. Well, these type of vaccines cause inflammation in the brain and in the arteries. And if you already have close to blocked arteries in your heart, you're going to die, folks. That's in the mainline literature. Like, don't give a pregnant woman any type of vaccine, much less an mRNA. So the globalists made their run at us. They did this as a test to see what we put up with. The lockdown was very successful up front. The fraud of the 6 feet space and, you know, all of that garbage worked for a while. And it shows that leftists all over the planet have really bought a hook, line, and sinker. We're far from out of the woods. But Mark Twain said a lie goes halfway around the world before truth puts his pants on. That has happened yet again. Because at first they had the jump on us. They had the hysteria. They had the fear. They had the Chi-Com propaganda. But now it's starting to backfire on them. And so at first they had us in full collapse to their will. And now opposition formed. And now it's reversing very, very, very quickly. But it's more important than ever that we drive the point home now, that we don't wear the mask, that we talk to everybody we know, that we say no, that we say take the mask off our children particularly. It's abusive. It's causing track runners to collapse, have their lungs collapse. It's causing children to get bacterial pneumonia. And it's very important we get on the offense with these governors and people, not just DeSantis, but people like the Texas governor Abbott, to come out and say we were hoaxed, to come out and say we were scammed. Because now the propaganda organ of the globalist CNN saying, okay, the finish line is almost here. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and back off this. And that's because they want to be the ones that declare the world open again right before they clamp it back down with a new virus, which you better believe is coming. So we have to get on the total offense, exposing to the criminals, exposing the Wuhan lab, exposing Fauci, Bill Gates as the scammers, owning part of the vaccine companies, having conflicts of interest. We have to remind everybody that these vaccines were never approved around the world and have been banned all over the world. Think of that victory. All the vaccines have been banned in different countries, some in different countries. But some of the vaccines have been completely banned in Europe, completely banned in Australia, completely banned in areas of Africa and Latin America. The U.S. is the dumping ground for every poison that's out there because, again, we're the main target of this. So we have to keep exposing the Great Reset agenda. We have to expose this is only their first big salvo. But as the battle begins into the future, this is going very, very good compared to what the globalists wanted. They are in deep trouble. Their program is in free fall. Their line is in free fall. It was never approved. It was never authorized. It was a giant genetic engineering testing. They couldn't get these things approved before, so they did this giant hoax to shove it on us. And thanks to InfoWars, and thanks to you, and thanks to God above, we are going to win this fight. So Owen Schroeder is coming up live today, but as negative as stuff is, this is very, very positive. Now let's expose the whole race war hoax, divide and conquer, and the open border strategy they're pushing as well, and we can win this thing, because Biden just announced an 800-fold increase of illegal aliens coming to the United States. So that's the next big fight to expose, secure our borders, secure the republic, expose the Great Reset replacement.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Think about the epic times you're in, where the entire world and its governments are involved in the planning and the execution of a pandemic. Some call it a scamdemic, a plandemic, a fake pandemic, call it whatever you want. They pulled it off, they did it worldwide, and now they are forcing citizens, they are forcing humans to consume their big pharmaceutical product, their DNA therapy technology, using the fear of their plandemic to roll it out, and then the holding you hostage with lockdowns and shutting down your businesses and churches and the threats if you don't comply, holding you hostage to the pandemic, forcing you to consume the big pharmaceutical product. And it's hard to really wrap your mind around it. It's hard to accept that that's the reality. But once you can understand that and how diabolical it is, you begin to open your mind and your heart to many of the diabolical truths that we are experiencing, that people are in denial about. And so, when you have people getting the vaccine and then dropping dead days later, whether it's famous American athletes like Hank Aaron, or it is the public health ambassador of India who promotes the vaccine, says it's great, then dies after getting it. That is not a coincidence. And you had panels of doctors around the world that came out a year ago and said there's no need for these lockdowns, there's no need for these closures, there's no need for this response to a COVID virus. If anything, we should be getting outside more. We should continue to live our normal lives. We shouldn't be wearing masks. But no, the global health establishment, which is supposed to have your best interests in mind, supposed to care about your health, told you to wear a mask. After they told you not to wear a mask, then they told you to wear a mask, then they said wear two masks, wear three if you have them, four if you can afford it. Maybe not in the Biden economy, but you can afford five. And then you had high school athletes dropping from oxygen deprivation. That happened last summer, too. The media didn't report it. Now it's happening again, and the coaches and local media is actually a little more privy to what's going on. Oh, it's the mask? They can't get oxygen. Oh, that makes sense. And now you have a story up at Infowars.com. Disturbing. Vaccine zoomed with microscope appears to show living cells and organisms mixed in. Soylent Green is people. Laboratory footage of what is alleged to be Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine shows puzzled German scientists debating what exactly they're looking at under the microscope, as apparently organisms separate from the viral particles are discovered. It's not quite clear to me what we have seen here, one scientist said. So, this is content from the Pfizer vaccine, a colleague said. This is from Pfizer, yes. Wow, but do you know what it is yet? No. It could be a Morgellon. And it goes on from there. So imagine a super contagious, if you will, gain of function is the term they use. So a gain of function research virus, which is just one of the number one viruses, the flu virus, the COVID virus. Gain of function research was to be shut down in a U.S. lab. It was then moved to a lab in Wuhan, China, where they continued the research. It then escaped from that lab. We had multiple drills and events and planning about a pandemic in 2020, even using the COVID virus as the pretext. And everything else that followed with the censorship and the shutdowns. And then on the back end, now billions, they say billions of vaccines have been administered worldwide. That's some freaky deaky stuff. And then they zoom in on the vaccine with a microscope and they say, what the hell is that? I've covered threads on Twitter where someone, a viral thread where someone has their vaccine card and say, oh, for the first time in my life, I'm glad I've had, I have asthma. Look, I got my vaccine first. I'm having awful, horrible side effects, but I'm still really glad. And then it's all these other people chiming in. Hey, I had this side effect. I had that side effect, but they're still celebrating that they've been vaccinated in the new religion where George Floyd is the saint. He sacrificed himself is what they say. So now they sacrifice themselves for what they believe is the greater good, getting vaccinated. And if that means becoming infertile, if that means getting Guillain-Barré or Bell's palsy or hell, dying, well, that's just the fight. That's just the good fight for the good lib. So now Jimmy Dore posts this. I had my second Moderna shot last Saturday. I'm still experiencing flu-like symptoms, body aches, mild headaches, and waves of exhaustion that come out of nowhere. Should I be concerned that this is lasting for a week? Should he be concerned? Should you be concerned, Jimmy? What do you think? Not to make light of your plight, but yeah, that vaccine poisoned you, bud. I know you don't like to admit it. I know it's a tough pill to swallow. Anyone else have similar experience, he asks? And then it's the same thing. And you can go down on the list, and everybody talks about the awful side effects. Shortness of breath, fatigue. Somebody diagnosed with Bell's palsy. My life has been miserable since the shot. And again, you can go down there and scroll through all of these things. And then you have people on there saying, don't worry, the side effects are better than getting the virus. What? Remember, it came out that most people that get the virus don't even ever know they had it. Remember that deal? COVID arm is the new trend after you get the vaccine. COVID arm. What to know after getting the Moderna Pfizer vaccine? Folks, they have waiting areas after you get the vaccine. They have waiting areas where they have people sit aside in case they have an adverse reaction. They have to sit there for 10, 15 minutes, and then they'll let you go. Most people begin to have severe reactions within 10 to 15 minutes. They may seize up. They may collapse. They may faint. And so they have to wait in the waiting area to make sure that they don't faint or keel over and need emergency support right then and there on the scene from getting the vaccine. Yeah, this is diabolical. Yeah, this is a very corrupt planet. This is a very corrupt world government that we're just starting to see into, that we're just starting to see work itself out, that we're just starting to see how it operates, that we're just starting to see its actual levers of power. And this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. And they're sending SWAT teams to churches that won't shut down. They've arrested business owners that won't shut down. Most people are completely over the fake pandemic by now. But see, they still have to get you to take that jab. And so they pay social media influencers to promote it. They pay cable news networks to promote it. And the FDA doesn't even approve it. The side effects are worse than the virus, and this is the planet you're experiencing. This is life on Earth.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Much of the world is awakening to the global government conspiracy that was hiding in plain sight and is against you, the individual, being empowered, against you, the individual, controlling your own fate. And there's been a lot of developments recently that have exposed this to people, whether it's the theft of our elections that are being investigated in Arizona, whether it's the COVID fake pandemic, scandemic that crushed the economy, made the richest people in the world richer. They had drills and somehow knew it was all coming. Came out of a lab in China. They covered it up. What you were seeing there was footage of a anti-lockdown march in Canada. The pushing of the vaccine. That was in UK. Thank you. So now that global government is out in the open, we have the chance to reject it. But we have to admit it, accept it, be truthful, be honest about how diabolical it is, and wholeheartedly reject it. And I don't know what to do with this mystery element of the factors, which is the insane, mentally ill, deranged, radical left that seems to want global enslavement, seems to want global government. Very odd, but that's the truth. They live the big lie. They love the big media lie. There's another element that's woken people up. They've seen the media, just the mainstream media, the television news, just turn out to be complete outright frauds and liars. Tellers of tales. I want to finish up on this vaccine coverage here before we have Laura Loomer joining us with an exciting announcement coming up. Again, you can find these threads on Twitter where people just talk about their negative vaccine side effects. I prefer to be organic. I'm an organic human. I don't take mRNA gene therapy vaccines. Now, we know that, I believe the number was 78%, who knows, it's about 3/4 of the people hospitalized or died from COVID were obese. But CNN is celebrating this list of all the free stuff you can get if you get your vaccine. I don't have the whole list in front of me, but here's some short ones for you. Krispy Kreme donuts. Get yourself a nice glaze. Junior's cheesecake goes right to your behind. Nathan's hot dogs. What do you think's in those? White Castle. Yes, because skinny people are known to eat there. So they know that being obese is one of the worst things for your health. They know that, in particular, being obese can heighten your risk for COVID or COVID complications. But, hey, get that vaccine and then go get yourself a Krispy Kreme. I mean, think about it. You could have a whole day
Go get yourself a vaccine. Get your Krispy Kreme donut for breakfast. Get your Nathan's hot dogs for lunch. Go to White Castle for dinner. And by the time you're crapping your pants, you'll be shoving a Junior's cheesecake down your throat. But hey, that free vaccine was worth it, baby. Yeah, you're a little numb in your left arm and you can't really walk straight anymore, but whew, that was that glazed donut great or what? And you continue to see the stories. India's public health ambassador dies day after taking COVID vaccine. He promotes it. He says it's great. He takes it. He dies. And they always want to cover this up, whether it's Hank Aaron or the health ambassador in India. Oh, I can get a free beer. I can get a free lap dance. Oh, yeah, all kinds of stuff. You get that vaccine. I mean, imagine, what happened to the basic instinct? You know, a guy comes to your neighborhood with a white van and says, "Hey, kids, want some candy?" Pennywise the clown, "There's popcorn down here. It's a circus. Don't you want some popcorn?" That's the vaccine. "Hey, look, I got a vaccine for you. It's a jab. There's Krispy Kreme donuts. There's Nathan's hot dogs. There's White Castles. There's strip clubs. Come on, get your vaccine. Come down here with me. Don't you want to hang out with me? With all the donuts and strippers and beers? We got cold beers. Come on down here. Get the jab. I gotta need you to take that jab, though." Meanwhile, Merck pulls the plug on COVID-19 vaccine program after disappointing trial data. Oops. Yeah, just another one with disappointing trial data. Most of them didn't even care. Most of them had the disappointing trial data and then still rolled it out to market. MIT study suggests 6-foot social distancing. Limited occupancy rates are completely pointless. You don't say. Boy, who would have guessed that? Some schmuck that would have thought the whole thing was garbage. Some schmuck. Looks like the schmuck was right. But hey, let's check out what's going on. We've got more side effects here. Clip 5. "If the Krispy Kreme donut and the Nathan hot dogs and the White Castle wasn't enough, maybe some herpes will be good for you." And roll clip 5. Herpes infections may be a side effect of the COVID-19 vaccine. Scientists in Israel are researching 6 cases in which all patients were given that Pfizer jab and later developed herpes zoster, commonly known as shingles. The infection starts off as a small rash, but can include a long-lasting burning sensation even after the rash is gone. But don't worry, you can still get a Krispy Kreme donut. And I hear the strippers are really nice, too. They give you a free lap dance for every jab. So it's just another side effect. And, you know, they'll continue to promote it. Joe Biden just put out a tweet saying, "Get vaccinated, America." That's not totalitarian at all. That's not medical tyranny. That's not scary at all. With all the side effects and the death and everything and the virus, 99.9% survivable. Now you have European doctors in Norway that's based on their data, you have less of a risk of having complications from COVID than from the COVID vaccine. And what did President Trump say? "We can't have a cure that's worse than the disease." Well, that's the lockdowns, that's the shutdown, that's the vaccine. So this is the new world order. This is global government. This is medical tyranny. This is what it's like to be treated like a slave, like a commodity. And this is just the beginning. They're just getting you used to it. Laura Loomer joining us on the other side with a big announcement. You're not going to want to miss it. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. VasoBeat complete. Back in stock. Blood flow, blood flow, blood flow. VasoBeat complete, ladies and gentlemen. I think we may be missing one of these bottles of VasoBeat complete. I may pull a Clinton's at the White House. Fine now.
This entire New World Order system is about making you dependent, making you obsolete, making you a domesticated animal they control. They want to censor you. They want to dumb you down. They want to poison you. And they want to control your ability to take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to fund the InfoWar more than ever. And you can do it while at the same time protecting yourself and your family and your neighbors. We have the biggest, best storable foods company in the world that has high-quality food in huge warehouses across the U.S., five of them, ready to ship to you within 24 hours. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com to get the My Patriot Supply food, you get an additional 10% off. That is the lowest price you're going to find anywhere on quality food. They're ready to ship to you right now. The packaging is amazing. Get prepared while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Do not wait. Take action. PrepareWithAlex.com. Get your food now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, and you are tuned in to the most banned news network in the world, InfoWars.
next year's news today. That's why it's always important to support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why it's important to support people like Laura Loomer, who are totally banned and deplatformed as well, who joins me now. Laura, I know that you're up to quite a few things politically and then some local activism there in Florida. What is the next big thing? What is the next thing people need to know Laura Loomer is up to?
Thanks for having me on, Owen. So as we've discussed on your show over the last couple weeks, as Governor DeSantis proposed his big tech censorship bill, the Florida legislative session ends on Friday. And so what this means is that the Republican legislature here in Florida has 5 days to include the amendments in this big tech bill, or else it's just going to be an empty bill. And, you know, Governor DeSantis has promised to deliver the most comprehensive and toughest big tech censorship bill in the country is going to fall short because as it currently stands, the bill has no teeth. And so on Tuesday, I'm going to be having a press conference and a big rally to put pressure on these lawmakers to include the amendments in the bill. And Michelle Malkin's coming down, Nick Fuentes, Lauren Witzke, Vincent James. And we're hoping to have, hundreds, if not thousands of people show up because we need this legislation to be more than just a do-nothing bill.
So get more into the details here. What is it that you want to see done that DeSantis isn't doing? And how does this translate? I mean, how can people in Florida take justice into their own hands against big tech versus other states if you can, you know, get more teeth into this bill?
Right. So when Governor DeSantis went on Tucker Carlson about 2 months or so ago and he said that he was going to, pass the toughest tech legislation in the country, he said that it was going to effectively prevent big tech from deplatforming political candidates. Well, if you look at the language within the bill, you'll see that a candidate is defined as a statewide candidate, which is a senator or somebody running for a statewide position. That doesn't include federal positions like my campaign, which is a congressional campaign, or if Donald Trump decides to run for president again in 2024, he will not be protected by this legislation. And so as it currently stands, Governor DeSantis himself would not be protected by this legislation. And so one of the amendments that I've proposed is making it retroactive. And so the way it's worded right now is that it would only penalize big tech social media companies $10,000 to $100,000 a day if they deplatform a candidate. So that is an active action, of course. That's not going to apply to somebody like myself or somebody like Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis if he is banned or deplatformed by social media prior to announcing his reelection.
But what if, let me ask you this, though. What if, you know, yes, you're banned everyone on Twitter, but let's say you started a new account. Would it then fall into the realm of that saying, hey, no, this is a new account, Laura Loomer for Congress. They can't ban you now.
You can't have new accounts because what Twitter and Facebook did is they created new policies when I was a candidate. So their policy was prior to me announcing that if you are a candidate, you will get a verified account. Then when I filed, it was you have to win your primary, right? Because they thought I wasn't going to win my primary. Then I won my primary and they changed the policy to basically everybody besides Laura Loomer can have an account. Then Facebook saw they were going to encounter the same problem. And so they created a policy that said if you have been previously banned, it doesn't matter if you're running for office or even if you become an elected official, you are not allowed to have an account.
And so they've already written basically policy to fight back against this.
Yes, they have. And they did it in 2019 and 2020. And so I tried to let DeSantis' team know, and I met with these Florida Republican legislators to tell them, you know, listen, it's not as simple as just creating a new account. It's not as simple as, oh, okay, this bill is going to penalize tech companies and then candidates are going to be on. First of all, these companies are worth over $7 trillion, which is more than a quarter of the United States economy, our $21 trillion U.S. economy, okay? $100,000 a day or $10,000 a day is like pennies in a bucket for these people. It's not punitive. And so the damages need to be upwards of $100 million a day, which is what I've been proposing. And so I've been calling some of the amendments are to increase the fines and the penalties so that they're actually punitive. And then another one as well is to make it retroactive so that it applies to candidates who have been previously deplatformed. And then I'm also calling on the legislation to include penalties for payment processors because it's very surface level, this discussion that these lawmakers are having. They only want to talk about Facebook and Twitter. Well, what about Chase? What about Stripe that just banned me? What about YouTube? What about PayPal, which has banned me? What about Venmo, right? all these companies that are disenfranchising people and harming people's lives and threatening their livelihood, debanking them, trying to blacklist them financially, there also needs to be penalties for companies like that, right? Don't you agree?
Well, here's my issue. I feel like nobody's really taking this issue seriously because we can write bills and stuff, but to me, these Republicans are going in, they're having conversations, and they're probably meeting with lawyers, and they're saying, okay, well, what can we do? Somebody has to take a step. Somebody has to take a leap. Like you said, maybe it's $100 million fine if you censor a political candidate. I mean, somebody has to make some really large leaps here to push back against big tech censorship, because right now they are clearly not threatened. They lie under oath. They can censor Donald Trump, the president of the United States. So to me, they show no fear at all over any politician writing any serious legislation right now.
Exactly. And that's because a lot of these Republican lawmakers don't know what they're talking about. And why would big tech show fear if the fines are, oh, well, we're going to censor big, we're going to fine big tech $100,000 a day if they deplatform candidates. Well, big tech clearly has their lawyers and their legal team, and they see that this doesn't currently apply to deplatformed candidates, right? And so you're talking about people like myself and Donald Trump. And then if you're worth trillions of dollars, well, what's $100,000 a day, you know? For them, it's almost going to pay off in the long run if they keep people censored and deplatformed by paying a couple million dollars in fines than it would be if they were to allow somebody like myself or Donald Trump to gain access or Governor DeSantis, you know? So, of course, they're not going to be scared because these lawmakers also, they keep on approaching it from a Section 230 standpoint, which is, you know, nonsensical because Section 230 is a federal mandate. So if Section 230 is a federal law, okay, you can't have the state legislation addressing Section 230. And so the lawmakers need to start approaching the big tech issue as a civil rights issue, not a Section 230 issue, because people's civil rights are being violated when they're discriminated against and deplatformed for simply being conservative. And that's why, you know, about a month and a half ago, I filed to run for Congress again. You can go to loomer2022.com and support my congressional campaign today. And one of the things that I want to do, aside from breaking up big tech, is also updating our civil rights laws to include political affiliation as a protected class so that we can protect people from being discriminated against.
Laura, I want to talk about that event coming up again next week on the other side of this break. So sit right there, folks. Again, Laura Loomer, one of the most banned people out there, just like InfoWars. And, you know, we're kind of the mothership to give Laura a platform, to give other banned people a platform like myself. And it's all supported by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. So, folks, if you want Laura to keep fighting the good fight, support her, support us so we can get her on air and let you know about her new developments and her events, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We still have the T-shirt special happening, by the way. A hot T-shirt right now. Alex Jones was right T-shirt. The Alex Jones was right T-shirt. A lot of people are into this right now with the vaccines causing all the crazy side effects and everything. And that's currently, is that our daily deal right now? I didn't even know that was our daily deal. We're selling it at cost right now. So these T-shirts cost us about $10 to purchase and get to the warehouse and have the crew and everything and ship it out. We're selling this, the daily deal right now, at cost, the Alex Jones was right T-shirt. But all T-shirts are $17.76 right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All T-shirts $17.76 right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the daily deal is the Alex Jones was right T-shirt. It's a hot ticket right now. It's selling out. Get your Alex Jones was right T-shirts exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back on the other side with Laura Loomer.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I really think. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of this stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 month, 6 month, year supplies right now. And I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditionally buying our super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
At the time, it got almost no coverage. But I told listeners and viewers, this is a key seismic moment. I have been watching what was unfolding in India, in Australia, in South Africa, and areas of Western Europe, where governments were saying, hey, these experimental vaccines are causing major, major health problems. They're not approved. We're just rolling it out and testing it on the public in general. Something is desperately wrong here. And then Merck, one of the most corrupt, evil, big pharma companies out there, with a horrible history of dumping deadly vaccines on the market like Gardasil, pulled out of not one but two of their vaccine programs and announced that they were exiting the COVID-19 vaccine race entirely, because you cannot create a vaccine for the common cold. They actually said that. They said you should just get herd immunity and that there is no vaccine because of mutations and that this would basically be a fraud. You can go read the article in Forbes from back in January of this year. Merck pulls the plug on COVID-19 vaccine program.
after disappointing trial data. But when you read their full statement, it tells you everything you need to know. So why on this live Sunday show, the Alex Jones broadcast with Owen Schroyer and others, why am I focusing back on something from January? Because now if you look at the maps put out by the CDC and by the UN of the world, by now they wanted half the population of the planet vaccinated. And they have enough vaccine to already do that. But the highest level countries are only at 15%. And that, of course, is the United States because we're so brainwashed. Japan is at less than 5%. And so are most other nations because people know this is experimental. They know that they skipped the animal trials. And they read about all the death and destruction that's taking place. Remember 2 months ago when India banned the Pfizer shot and said it's very dangerous, it's killing people. They're doing unauthorized trials here. This is criminal. Remember that they had NewsGuard, owned by Bill Gates, come out and fact-check me and say that it wasn't true. But, of course, it was true. Well, now the other five vaccines have been banned in different parts of the world, all over the world. And so think about the victory we've had. They're trying to act like, oh, everybody loves vaccines. They're 100% safe and effective. There's no issues. Don't listen to conspiracy theorists. When all the top scientists, I mean thousands of them, and epidemiologists and virologists, and the head of the EU advisory board, Wolfgang Wudard, and the former head scientist at Pfizer, all come out and say, this is depopulation. This is to cause infertility. This is going to attack women's uteruses. Back in December they said that, and now the data is clear. They're right. It's doing exactly that, because they can look at something and see what it's really designed to do. So when you hear this thing doesn't work for COVID or work for a cold, and that's why people get reinfected, that's only part of the fraud. It does work on attacking proteins in your brain, in the placenta, in the uterus, in the ovaries, and in the testicles and other areas. And this is a bold bioweapon attack. And yes, it's shedding. And yes, even NPR had to admit that one concern about the mRNA vaccines and others, the virus vector vaccines of JJ and AstraZeneca, is that it goes into the cells using another virus to deliver the system and will create viral shedding of real super strains. But we have something God gave us called the immune system. So you notice when I was talking about vitamin D and vitamin C and zinc over a year ago, the media is like, that's kooky. The UN says that's not needed. It's like saying water's not needed or oxygen. You now notice, you turn on TV, all you see is vitamin D3 ads, zinc ads, and vitamin C ads, multivitamin ads. That's great. Humanity is waking up. Humanity is waking up to the fact that we can battle these monsters with the simple things that are essential that God gave us, and that their giant hoax of evil is in deep trouble. Now, they're going to keep leveraging their vaccine passports. They've got a big useful idiot population here in the West will go along with it. They're going to keep trying to make us wear masks. They're going to keep pecking at us and trying to dominate us, bringing in their mark of the beast, cashless society. But the good news at the end of the day is the wheels have come off this thing at every level. And it's very, very sad how many people have had to die, like Hank Aaron and Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and how many people had to get deathly sick like Ben Stein. You need to see the article on Infowars.com. The top actor in India, the national health spokesperson, I mean, the guy is like their Arnold Schwarzenegger, their Brad Pitt. He took the shot and one day later died of a heart attack, because it's even in the inserts that these shots can cause an autoimmune result. They can cause inflammation. They can do so many other things. I mean, you've got arteries that are already partially blocked. It swells the arteries up and you die. And that's what happened. And so it's the trail of death around this that they're not going to be able to cover up. And that was the vaccine that the government of India thought was safe. But again, if you try to create something for the common cold, you have so many of these viruses already in your body that are naturally occurring. And this is designed to go after strands of viruses of RNA, not even full strands, that it's going to cause an autoimmune response and have you attack your own body. You understand? That's what the top scientists are saying. A massive autoimmune response in your own body where your body attacks itself, or you have an allergic response and your body swells up. And so it's very, very sad this is happening. But the good news is, despite big tech censorship, despite all the things they've been doing, the truth is getting out. Now, Big Tech is responsible for this, not just for censorship, but for being some of the main owners of Big Pharma. So they got together with this. They couldn't get mRNA technologies authorized last decade. No government would legalize them because they're so dangerous. And so what do these monsters do? They got together with Big Tech. They got together with the UN. They got together with Bill Gates and all the major health groups in the world that his foundation publicly finances, except for the 32 countries he's been thrown out of, like India. They still had over 130 countries on his payroll. They decided to get together with one script to say safe and effective, to say it was tested, to say it was great, to say you'd have to take it to buy and sell or have a job or get on an airplane or leave your house. And with huge bullying and huge lying and huge corruption, huge fear-mongering and exaggerating COVID-19 deaths 100-to-1 and counting all the other deaths as COVID-19 and sending sick people to nursing homes to hopefully get the death numbers up and committing every crime you can imagine and then some. Now their whole hoax is falling apart and the whole world's turning against them. And they're all over the news saying, it's crazy. People are refusing in mass. They're evil. They won't take the shots. That's right, because the majority of people know you're a group of murdering, corrupt, globalist corporations who don't just want money and power. You want to be able to test on us like guinea pigs. And you want to be able to depopulate us and play God because you think we're stupid. And this whole thing was a giant IQ test in your own words. Well, guess what? We're passing the IQ test. And we're recognizing that you're a bunch of exterminist monsters that are going to have to be dealt with. And that you are committing crimes against humanity and violating the Nuremberg Code and the Geneva Convention. And that you will be held accountable. So help me God. So back to Owen Schroyer and the live broadcast. I'll be back in studio tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Thank you for keeping us on the air. Without your support of InfoWars, there's no way humanity would have woken up to this as fast as we did. All of you have been instrumental in this fight. I know it's been negative. It's been painful. It's been scary. It's been frustrating. It's put a lot of years on me, I can tell you that. But months ago, God touched my heart and said, relax, Jones. Just do the right thing. I'll carry us the rest of the way. And I've had a lot more peace since then, and I'm getting a lot more peace now. But as long as we speak out and take action, God will do the rest. It's hard to watch these monsters do this. It's hard to watch them carry all this out. But together, again, if we do the right thing, we will defeat them. But now when you start talking about holding them accountable for all the deaths and all the illnesses, Europe's saying that they're going to waive the law now that lawsuits go forward against vaccine makers. How about criminal charges like happened to Merck when they knowingly put HIV and hepatitis in the blood in the Factor A scandal? We need criminal charges. We need demonstrations outside Bill Gates' house and Microsoft. We need those outside Google for covering up what they... all the medical scientists and the doctors that warned us. These are complicit mad scientists. You're not just liberals now censoring people, you know, the evil conservatives. You're now helping Big Pharma poison the planet. You're monsters. This isn't left versus right. This is human versus tyranny. And people are coming together. You know, they're using that in the news saying, Trump supporters are the most vaccine hesitant. That's why we need to educate them to trick liberals to go, oh, if Trump supporters are against it, I'm for it. When statistically... it's highly educated liberals with degrees that are refusing the vaccines. And then, of course, conservatives after that. I mean, look at the main anti-vax movement. There are a bunch of scientists and liberals. So, again, this isn't working. People are coming together. It's very, very exciting. And we just got to keep getting the word out. So, folks, don't just go to sleep when they back off these lockdowns and stuff. It's going to bring them right back. You've got to fully rout out and fully expose the entire false paradigm, the entire false lie. All right. Owen Schroyer and hour number two are coming up on the Sunday Alex Jones Show, and then Sunday Live that Owen hosts is coming up for 2 hours after that. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Please let everybody you know tune in now. History is happening, but without you, the enemy will win. With you, we will have victory. God bless.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.